102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Julie this morning. Good morning, Julie. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for reaching out. Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from a young lady by the name of Stacy, your coworker. Tell us what happened between you and Stacy and why a pardon is needed.
Stacy and I have been working together for a while, and I started this little side hustle where I have been doing some nutritional supplements. And at first it was just extra money, but then, you know, in order to sell them better, I thought that I should know the product, and I started using them. And I was really, really surprised at how great they worked. And I was able to, you know, take off some extra pounds, and my skin looks better, and everything has just been so great. So I decided that I would, you know, give Stacy a free sample. Mm-hmm. And that's when things didn't go so well. I think that I insulted her, and she's just really angry with me. And I didn't mean anything by it. I just really was excited about this and thought maybe it worked so well for me that maybe she would like it. I wasn't trying.
She took it as if you were trying to say something about her weight.
And I wasn't at all. I would never do that.
Of course not.
She's really angry with me. And I really, I just want her, I want things to go back to the way that they were. I feel really awful.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I could see if I'm Stacy, I might take it a little bit personal too, you know?
Is this the first time, like, you've ever offered her, like, to buy anything? Or you guys, like, start with Tupperware, and you guys got to this? Is this, like, an ongoing thing?
No, this is the only, I mean, this is the only thing that I've ever done. And again, I didn't mean any disrespect by it.
No.
I didn't mean to imply that she needed anything. I just know how great it made me feel. And I thought, you know, we're friends at work.
Just want to share it,
maybe,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I don't know. I feel horrible, and I just wish that we could go back to the way things were.
Now, tell us again what happened. You're starting to sell nutritional supplements, and you just, you know, we're trying to be nice, make a gesture, and offer her one at work. So it went south from there.
It did go south. Again, I didn't mean any disrespect, and I didn't mean anything to, I wasn't implying that she was overweight or needed these supplements at all. I just know that they really made me feel better. You know, I did drop a couple of pounds, and I just really, as a friend at work, wanted to, you know, a girlfriend, I wanted to pass along something great, and I thought maybe a free sample, you know, would help her. Again, I didn't mean any disrespect, but that's not the way that she took it.
Question. Did you offer anybody else in the workplace
the
supplements? That could be a key component.
Yeah, because if you didn't offer it to anybody else, then she's definitely going to think you're just kind of picking on
targeting
her.
Targeting her, yes.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't, but I don't have a relationship like that with anybody else. I mean, you know, we talk about, like, our weekends and our lives, and she knows all my ins and outs, and the same with her, and I just thought that we were close like that.
Okay.
I put you in a sticky spot there.
And she's really not, like, speaking to you anymore? It's kind of like real strange.
It's a total freeze-out. It's awful.
Oh, nothing worse than that. Nothing worse.
Yeah. Okay. At this point, I guess we got to reach out to Stacy and hear her side of the story. And then we're going to come back and see if you guys can talk it out and see if you'll get a pardon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Stacy. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Hey.
We're doing good Stacy. This morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Now, we understand there's a situation going on between you and a young lady by the name of Julie. Could you explain what happened between you guys at work?
Julie and I were pretty good friends for a few years at work, and she kind of put the kibosh on our relationship when she offered me fat loss supplements, and it just was very offensive. I basically, you know, feel like she was like, hey, look at me, I lost all this weight, and you can too, and she offered me this free sample of supplements that she's selling. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was kind of rude for her to do that because she knows that I've always had issues with weight loss, and I had problems with being bulimic and a lot of issues with body image and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to do some kind of like a fitness competition, and she knows the ins and outs of stuff. And I'm over her. I'm just over her. Basically, she's like, hey, you're fat. Here, take this.
She really said?
No,
I hope she didn't say that.
No, but that was kind of the
implication.
It was the implication.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you weren't in the break room at that point, were you?
Actually, she approached me in the bathroom.
Okay,
wow.
Sorry.
Oh, that's a worse place to talk to somebody at work.
It's a weird place to eat.
We had talked to her and asked her about, did she offer anybody else the same supplements in the office? Have you noticed her trying to get anybody else on board with the program?
No. but we kind of had a really unique relationship at work. It was kind of difficult to make friends with people you work with in certain situations. So
right.
we just kind of clicked from the beginning, and we kind of started around the same time. So it was just one of those things where we had a really great friendship, and we used to talk all the time. And she should know better. Like I said, she knew that I was talking about doing a possible fitness competition, and that I was always self-conscious about how I look. And I mean, I'm not fat, but I'm certainly not thin. You know, I'm kind of somewhere in the we'll call it fluffy.
Okay,
go. Fluffy. Okay. Yeah. Fluffy.
Nothing wrong being fluffy.
It's very soft. Everybody likes fluffy.
So we do have Julie on the line this morning. She would like to talk to you for just a couple of moments, Stacey, if you would grant her that. And we're going to need you to make a decision if you can, okay?
Uh-huh.
Julie, go ahead.
Stacey, I'm so, so sorry. I never intended it to be that way. I maybe went about it the wrong way, but I just know how it made me feel really good. And I thought that maybe, like, this would be something in the right direction, and it would help you. And I didn't mean it to be that way. And I just really miss our friendship at work. And work is so lonely now. And I don't know what else to do. I'm so, so sorry.
Wow. Putting on the waterworks.
Yeah, now she's going for
it. But I'm serious. It's so awful. Like, I've thought about quitting our job because I don't know what to do with it being so weird between us.
Well, Jules, you knew my background. You knew I had issues with bulimia. You knew that I had problems with food and that it was a sensitive topic for me. And I just don't feel like you approached it the right way. So
I know, but shouldn't I deserve, like, another chance? Can't you forgive me?
I just don't feel like, I don't know, man. I just feel like you should have known better than to just throw that in my face. Like, hey, look at me. I lost 15 pounds. And I look fantastic, and you're fat, so here, take this, and you can be skinny too.
Oh, you know that's not the way that I meant it.
Oh, it's kind of what it felt like to me, so.
Well, then just give me another chance. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm kind of over this.
Well, it's your choice, but she does sound like she's sorry. I don't think Rudy.
It's hard to swallow. I mean, she's hungry for a friendship, obviously, but it's a tough one. I think she bit off more than she could chew.
Rudy.
I just feel like, you know, side hustle, keep it to yourself. You know, it's not really appropriate for the workplace, let alone your quote-unquote best friend at work. You know, if you're going to approach me for something like that, don't do it necessarily at work. Do it after. Do it, I don't know. There could have been so many other ways that she handled this, and I'm really trying to keep my cool right now.
So no pardon or pardon?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to pardon her.
Not right now.
I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of a forced, phony kind of thing. I don't know. I'm going to have to go with no for now.
Okay. Well, that's just how it happens sometimes. We are so sorry, Julie. You did not get a pardon. Stacey, thank you for calling us back. Bay Area, if you ever want to have your situation played out, go to KBLX.com, click on the Beg Your Pardon, present your story, and you could be like Julie and Stacey. Like I say all the time, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. But it's your dream team with another Beg Your Pardon right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.